proceeding with Parker's Pathways and listeners that we've covered the framework for the second hour in terms of obesity and asbestos lawsuits and sustainable development. And I also want to make a real point on dedicating this show to Michelle, who was the original person who showed me the water inserts that you talking about how chloramine could be digested in the human body. And of course, when I saw that, I realized that that just wasn't chemically possible or medically possible. And that was some time ago. And there have been a lot of lives over a period of the past 2.5 years that have been helped and from her dedication and showing to this. And I think she's the one that started this whole thing nationally about look in your inserts and your water bills, and you can see the formation of the wording as to how all of this affects you directly. But I'm filling in the blanks, and sustainable development that is going on in this country is really based on the idea from Agenda 21. But the government really wants to have councils and that are called visioning councils, and the councils will be manipulated in such a way to have a predetermined outcome concerning the fact that the government wishes to own the sewage system, the water, and the resources that are involved. And right now the government feels that the, for all practical purposes, your sewage system really belongs to the government. And they also are developing another phrase, which is called stakeholder councils. And these are set up by
Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. You know, I talk about it all the time, folks, the opposing groups, the armies, those who fight one another in this country. Well, we have two opposing groups today that are fighting for the very soul of America. They are those who would turn it into a lawless country where you can do any damn thing you want to do with no consequences whatsoever. And in many cases, you would actually be rewarded for what you did. And then there are those who want to preserve it as it was, as a great country of the world. A perfect country? No, of course not. No country is perfect, and we don't claim to be perfect. Are we the best country in the world? I would say so. That's just a matter of fact. The rest of the world has attested to that over the years by their claims of all wanting to come to America. If we weren't a great country, nobody would want to be here. So yes, we are the greatest, but not perfect. There is a right and a wrong side of this war we're in, folks, this war for the soul of America. Our side is the right side. Now, I know you're saying, yeah, naturally he's going to say that. Of course he's going to say that. Well, yeah, I'm saying that because it's right. The other side sucks. They are totally, totally, totally wrong. There's no way in the world that they could claim to be right, because those people are going for lawless America rather than lawful America as we want. And the other side is determined to bring this country down to a third world existence. We don't want that. We want it to be a first world country, a beacon to the world. There are so many of us that the other side now is scared. There's a lot of them, but there's more of us, folks, and that is a fact. Our numbers are growing and our strength is growing. We're even getting to have a presidential candidate who's on our side and is one of us on this issue. Isn't that amazing? That will be a first in this great country of ours. Our struggle is now mainstream media. Did you ever think you would see the time when the mainstream media talks about this issue the way they do? I never thought I would see it, but guess what? It's right there now on Channel 2, 4, 7, you know, ABC, CBS, not the way we want it. It's slanted and it's horrible, but nonetheless, it is there, and that's what's important. That's the important thing. It is mainstream now. And the stronger we get, the harder that they will fight us and try to stop us, the other side, the opposition. For instance, groups in Kansas and Missouri have formed a coalition to fight, quote, the bigotry of anti-immigrant groups, unquote. They're calling themselves the Missouri-Kansas Coalition Against Racism, Anti-Semitism, and Bigotry. Yeah, say that 10 times in a row. I would want to hear that one without you stumbling. Their organization is comprised of civil rights advocates, union leaders, immigration lawyers, and religious leaders. Now, I wonder why all those people are involved. Let's see, civil rights leaders who are usually, I say, in the race business, union members who want to increase their union memberships, make themselves stronger, immigration lawyers, that's self-explanatory, and then religious leaders because you're going to put more money in the plate. That's what that's all about. Anyway, this coalition of people have signed a coalition statement that, quote, rejects the politics of fear, hatred, and armed vigilantism, end quote. In other words, they don't want the laws enforced. In other words, they don't want anybody down there doing the job of the federal government, even though the federal government will not do it. This is ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous because we are a lawful country. We want to remain a lawful country. Now, while they're forming this nonsensical, lawless coalition, things are jumping on our side. I mean jumping, folks, really jumping. All over the country, we're seeing action and a change in people's attitudes toward the illegal alien invasion. For instance, residents in North Jersey were asked in 2005, should illegal aliens have more opportunities in this country? In 2005, 21% said yes. Today, only 13% say yes. Amazing. 2005, they asked if we should crack down hard on illegal aliens living here. 51% said yes. 2 years later, 2007, 58% says we should take the hard line fix on the illegal alien invasion. Look how these numbers are going up every time people are asked. The numbers go up because the worse it gets, the harder it is, the more illegal aliens that come here, the more employers that violate our sanctity, the more politicians that allow this, guess what? People get angry. And that's what's happening with America's now. Now let's head down south to the state of Virginia, where last Tuesday, the Virginia House of Delegates approved a proposal that will strip charities and organizations like the Salvation Army and others of state and local funding if 1 cent of the money given to them is used to provide services for illegal aliens. Do you hear what I said? If they spend the money that state and local governments give them, they will be stripped of it if they use it on people who are in the country illegally. That's just common sense to you and I. Why would you spend money on people who aren't supposed to be here? But that's exactly what they're doing. Delegate Jackson Miller, the sponsor of the bill, said, quote, the ultimate goal is to make the Commonwealth of Virginia an unwelcome place if you are in the country illegally. I will read that again. He said, quote, the ultimate goal is to make the Commonwealth of Virginia an unwelcome place if you are in the country illegally, unquote. That is right up there with some of the greatest quotes of this world, of this century, of last century. You know why? Because it's plain and it says it the way it should be said. If you're not in the country legally, the people of Virginia don't want you in their state. End of statement. They don't care if you came here for a better life or you came here to escape poverty and all this other PCBS that we hear all the time. If you're not illegal, don't go to the state of Virginia. I love it. That's the way it should be. The proposal was approved by a vote of, you ready for this? 70 to 29. 70 to 29 of Virginia delegates said, yes, we want this passed. It now goes to the Senate. There are also 50 other immigration-related bills to be considered in Virginia this year. 50 others to be considered this year. Even in the heartland of America, folks, in Iowa, of all places, a hero has stood up. The mayor of Marion, Iowa, has publicly stated that he wants to rid his town of what? Illegal aliens, and is asking the rest of the state to join him. Unbelievable. Here's a guy, a mayor of a city in the United States of America, who made this statement. Mayor John Nyland, during his State of the City speech on Tuesday, said that illegal aliens and the contractors and subcontractors that hire them are devastating the middle class in his state. He then called the illegal aliens criminals and then said, quote, I'm not going to flinch on this. That's what they are, unquote. That's our kind of stuff. This is real. This is what we always would want to say if we were in politics. He stood up and said it for us, and we applaud him for this. Compare him to the mayor of Los Angeles who panders and hispanders to the people here just because they happen to be of his race. Or compare them to the mayor of your town, wherever that is, the newly elected guy in Washington, D.C., or that clown up there, Bloomberg in New York, and some of these other cities that are really, really, really pandering to these people and trying to make them have an easy life there rather than putting them out of the country as it should be. How about South Carolina, folks? On Thursday, State Rep Mike Pitts said that illegal aliens are costing the state a ridiculous amount of money, and he said that they should be denied hospital care and public schooling. Do you love it? Now, some say that's unconstitutional. He says, well, let's see. Let's pass it and see what happens. That's how you do these things. He said, quote, "We have a big problem in this country. Illegals are taxing the local tax base and eating up the resources, and Washington isn't doing anything to attempt to solve this problem," end quote. Ain't that the truth? It is really, really ridiculous how Washington is not doing anything. But here we got a guy in Iowa, we got people in South Carolina, we got people in Virginia, we got people in New Jersey who are all standing up and say, you know what, you don't do it, we'll do it for you, and you're not going to like it when we do it. Do it for us. Do it the way it should be done on the federal level. And if you don't do it, we will take care of ourselves. Things are changing, folks. Last year, nationally, lawmakers proposed roughly 650 bills targeting the illegal alien invasion. 32 states enacted 84 immigration laws as a result. Progress. It's only February, and so far, 1,200 immigration bills have been introduced across this country. 1,200, and it's only February. This year is going to be jumping, folks. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of people saying what they're going to do, but what we've got to do is align ourselves with those who do something, not those who say they're going to do something. And when they say they're going to do the wrong thing, put them out in the street. Put their name out there. Vote them out of office. Stop giving them your money regardless of what party it is. When they say something vague, call them on it. When they say the right thing, tell them they did a good thing. We must be vigilant now, folks. We must step up and pick up the slack that the federal government has refused to do, and we must do our job as Americans. Just regular old plain Americans. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Tonight's message is about the dedicated men and women of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and District Attorney's Office. When I graduated from the Sheriff's Academy in 1979, our Sheriff's Department was about half the size it is today. The investigations unit at the District Attorney's Office was almost non-existent. Today we have roughly 7,000 deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators serving the residents and businesses of Los Angeles County. That might sound like a large number, but compared to many of the statistics from 28 years ago, we're woefully understaffed. Violent crime has doubled. Murders in sheriff's patrol areas has nearly tripled. Gangs and drug impact our patrol areas in a way that no one could have foreseen. Cities like New York and Chicago deploy 2 to 3 times the number of patrol officers per resident. Some would say that we do 2 to 3 times the work of a New York or Chicago cop, but I've seen them in service, and I know they work hard. Much more likely that residents and businesses of New York and Chicago receive 2 to 3 times the service. More deputies and district attorney investigators are coming on the job every month. We're working towards a day when our officer-to-resident ratios match those of Chicago and New York, so all of you receive the public safety and services you deserve. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight listening on one of our stations in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, the great K-Dawn, KDWN 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that call-in number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. For those of you who are Republicans and you are so proud of your party and you think that your party is so perfect, your party just stepped down one more rung into the toilet. with the nomination, with the election of Mel Martinez, senator from Florida, who was elected as the RCN's general chairman. And believe me when I tell you, he sucks. He sucks. Mel Martinez, what a guy. In an interview with the Washington Times, he gave his views on what should be done concerning the illegal alien invasion. He said, and I quote, "I think it is important for people who would like to be American citizens, if they come here illegally, he said, to pay some penalties for breaking the law and undergo background checks to see what they pass, that they pass English proficiency tests and some sort of citizenship lesson."
Wow.
"Pay back taxes, all things that I think would be sensible for someone to earn a path to citizenship, but not an immediate citizenship," end quote. First of all, let me tell you about this. People always say they're going to make them automatic citizens. No, there's no such thing. Some of those people who were amnestied in 1986 during the Simpson-Mazzoli Act, guess what? They're still not citizens 21 years later. So it's not automatic. It does not make them citizens. It makes them legally in the country. They can choose to be a citizen or not be a citizen. But in other words, what this guy is saying, he wants to convince the entire party, the entire Republican Party, of which I am not a member, he wants to convince them that, guess what, amnesty is good. Martinez said that the internal political battle over the invasion has alienated much of the Hispanic community. And I say, if enforcing our laws and deporting illegal aliens has alienated any community, oh well. Oh well. Instead of worrying about what's good for America, Mel Martinez is talking about what's good for one race of people and what's good for a bunch of illegal people. He worried about appeasing a very small group of lawless Americans who, just by the wildest and surely the rarest of all coincidences, happen to be the same race that he is. Isn't that a coincidence? He is for these people because they look like him, talk like him, speak the same foreign language than he does. America be damned, but I'm going to be for my race. That's what he's saying, and that's sad. And this week, it makes him the horriblest clown of the week. All right, folks, unbelievable. And don't think I'm beating up on the Republican Party. I expect more from them, but they suck right now. They've got some of the worst leaders. I heard a guy earlier on this station, he's the vice chairman of the California Republican Party, talking about how happy he's going to be that Rudy Giuliani could get the nomination. Republicans are supposed to be conservatives. You tell me what the Republican Party could possibly have in common with Rudy Giuliani. They just will take anybody, get him elected because he happens to be for their party, but the fact that everything he stands for is against what they stand for means nothing. Rudy Giuliani is pro-homosexual marriage. Rudy Giuliani is against guns. He is pro-illegal aliens. This man is totally, totally not a conservative American, but just because he's a Republican, they'll take him. They'll take him. The Kool-Aid crowd thinks he's one of the best things to happen, and that's wrong. It is. We're going to get to our guests now, folks. Now, you guys know my heroes have always been cowboys. I'm talking about Buck Jones, Tim McCoy, Johnny Mac Brown, Bob Steele. Love those guys. Grew up watching them. But as of late, since my awareness to the illegal alien invasion, my heroes have become cowboys and Border Patrol officers. That's right. I love these guys, and I love what they do for this country. We got a guy on tonight that is the real deal. He doesn't talk about what he heard on the border. He talks about how he served on the border. This guy is the type of guy that mothers want their daughters to marry and want their sons to be like. He always keeps his shirt buttoned so we can't see that S on his chest. I bring you my buddy, Bill King. Bill, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, after that introduction, I think I want to go home. Thank you.
Oh, you're one of the best, buddy. I love you. We like a guy that walks the walk also. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to your monologue, and you're still right up there at the top of the list, Terry.
Well, I appreciate that, especially from you, Bill. I got a direct question I want to answer, and I want to get a direct answer.
Okay.
You're on the border. You're in uniform. You're serving down there. You got three guys in the van. You got three guys sitting on the ground, and the seventh guy refuses to do what you tell him to do. You're giving him orders in English and Spanish, and he's refusing to comply. And he picks up a rock the size of a baseball, a granite rock, and he cocks his arm. What are you going to do?
Well, given the circumstances as I understand them, based on all of my experience, Terry, I'd have done the same thing the agent did.
That's my point.
There's nothing in the book that says a guy has got to put his life on the line for scum like that. And people forget that a five-pound rock in the hand of somebody like that is a lethal weapon.
Lethal weapon. Lethal weapons don't all have triggers on them, Bill.
No, that's for sure.
You know, it really amazes me. Now, do you know anything about this officer down there, this Olmos, who runs the NACO station, I believe?
No, I don't. But what she's done in allowing those Mexican consulate people in to interview them before they were processed by the Border Patrol, to me, is unforgivable.
Now, folks, what happened was a Border Patrol agent was forced. I'm sure he didn't enjoy doing it, but he had to defend himself against a rock. The guy was getting ready to hit him with the rock. He shot the guy. The guy died. They took the rest of the illegals into the Border Patrol station, and the woman who ran, I believe her name was almost was her last name. I don't recall the first name. Anyway, what she did was allow the Mexican consul to come in and interview the witnesses before they interviewed the witnesses. Now, you think that those statements weren't tainted? You must keep people separate from anybody else until you get their initial statement, so that initial statement will be correct. Am I right, Bill?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
What,
the idea that she would allow this to happen is unforgivable.
It really is.
And the Mexican consulate people had a great chance to stage excuses for everything that happened, to throw the blame back on the Border Patrol again. Somewhere along the line, this government has got to get itself straight and protect those people that are out there defending them.
Well, look what they've done to Ramos and Compiègne.
Yeah.
Now, here's two guys doing their job, defending the country. These are exemplary officers out here in the wild, taking their lives in their hands when they go to work every single day. And what happened? Their country that they loved and protected railroaded them.
You know, Terry, there's got to be a complete independent investigation of that case. When you've got people like Ted Poe, the congressman, who's 22 years a judge, Tom Tancredo, one of our heroes, Walt Jones, Dana Rohrabacher, Brian Bilbray, Duncan Hunter, the Border Patrol Union, T.J. Bonner, everybody fighting for these people. And even after 2 years, the trial transcripts have not yet been released by the courts.
Amazing.
There's something wrong there, and it's got to be corrected. These two young guys were just out doing their jobs. They've got families. They're now destitute. They've lost their homes. They're three young children each. What kind of a response is that from this government?
And let me say this to you. Two things, Bill. First of all, this officer, this last officer that had to shoot this illegal down there, do you think he would really take a chance and do something stupid if he didn't have to shoot this guy after what was done to Ramos and Compiègne? No. Right away, I'm sure that must have flashed through his mind. Oh, man, are they going to do me the same way? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, they are.
One of the things that bothers me about this is that the next Border Patrol agent coming down the line may hesitate enough to get
himself killed. That was my second point. What message does this send to the rank-and-file guys down there holding the line?
Well, whatever it is, Terry, it's not right. Something's got to be done to correct both the Compiègne and Ramos case and make sure that this young guy that just killed this Mexican illegal is protected by its government rather than persecuted by it.
And, Bill, you and I are fair people. If it was an illegal shooting, you and I would be quick to want to get this guy, prosecuted for what he did.
Absolutely.
But even with Ramos and Compiègne, I have always said that they should have been reprimanded by the authorities because they did break the rules by picking up their brass and not reporting it. Big
That's
deal.
An administrative offense.
Administrative offense.
Not a criminal offense.
No. And when I mean reprimanded, I mean they should have gotten maybe a week off or a slap on the wrist or something put in their file, but not jail time. Come on, give me a break. That's a mistake that employees make all over the world, and they're only administratively chastised for it, not the way they've been chastised.
Well, I want to see an independent investigation of this. It's gone too far. The U.S. attorney is stonewalling members of Congress. They won't release reports. If they've got something that is absolutely, positively, I know.
It's mind-boggling.
They've got evidence that they can show that beyond any reasonable doubt, that these people are guilty, then let them produce it. We haven't seen it yet.
And if I was a prosecutor, I'd come with that stuff real quick to say, look, these guys are guilty. I've got it right here. But they don't have it.
Terry, Ted Poe, a member of Congress, just had to file a Freedom of Information Act request to get the information that the Department of Homeland Security refuses to give him. A member of Congress going through this? That's ridiculous.
It really is, Bill.
It's bad. I'm sorry I just stumbled, but I get...
No, it's okay. I
lose my...
Well, it's personal for you because these are your brothers in arms, and I understand that. But, you know, Bill, what angers me the most is that the president could now step in and fix this thing. And believe me, a pardon is something that's needed right now, but it's not the optimum. These guys should have be retried and found not guilty and go back to their lives. That's what should happen.
Looking to get a guest worker program and
go.
An amnesty program
there you go.
Passed to pay much attention to this, Terry. I don't look for anything out of him.
I don't either.
2 or 3 weeks ago, Tony Snow, in one of his press conferences, said that no president in the history of the United States has done as much as George Bush to protect our borders. That's the biggest lie I think I've ever heard about the border situation.
Talk about a crock.
Yeah, it's what it is, but they get away with it. People have got to realize they're being sold down the tubes by their own country, their own government.
Got about a minute and a half left, Bill. How long were you in the Border Patrol?
27 years in the patrol, and then another 5 as the Western Regional Director of that last idiot program called Amnesty.
So you were in charge of that 1986?
For the Western region,
and
yeah. I was one of the planners in Washington for its implementation.
And it didn't work then. Is it going to work this time?
These fools now, they're suffering from collective amnesia. Anybody that would propose an amnesty program or a guest worker program just on the basis of what happened back in 86 is a fool. Now, a guest worker program, you know as well as I do, we have one now. It's called H-2A. But
there you go.
Employers don't want that because there are too many restrictions placed.
They want slaves. They don't want guest workers. They want slaves, Bill.
You bet. And to offer a path to citizenship who have broken our laws when they came into this country is reprehensible. They should go out and wait in line with those honest people who are trying to get in here by following our laws.
I would agree. Bill, I got to go. I want to thank you.
Terry.
I want to thank you for coming on tonight. Here's a guy, folks, who lived it. He lived it for a long time. He's got the experience, and he's outraged, and I don't blame him because I wasn't even a member of the Border Patrol, and I'm outraged. Bill King.
One thing, Terry, to your folks, listen to him, folks. He knows what he's talking about.
All right, buddy. You take care. Thanks for coming on with us.
Okay, man.
Bill King, my buddy. Well, folks, you heard it straight from him. Now you're going to hear from our good friend, Augustin Cebeda from the Brown Berets de Aslan. This is courtesy of CCIR. You tell me. They call me racist. You tell me who's the racist. I'm going to play it every week.
Augustin Cebeda, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours. It's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die.
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. Unless they have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are, the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico. They're the pilgrims on our land.
Go back to the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
The Terry Anderson Show is heard live on the All-American Radio Network and RBN Network.
News Talk 870, KRLA.
KRLA News Time is 9:30. Oh, what a tangled web. I'm Mike Morris in the KRLA News Center. Senator Jim Webb says Iran's interference in Iraq should not mean the United States does not deal with Tehran. The Democrat from Virginia tells Fox News Sunday that as a Marine in the Vietnam War, he's very aware the enemy used Russian and Chinese weaponry against him and his fellow American forces in that conflict.
There wasn't a weapon that was used against me that wasn't made in Eastern Europe or China. At the same time, that doesn't mean that we should have been isolating China and not dealing with them. In fact, the reverse was true.
Senator Webb adds there's no doubt there are problems regarding Iran. However, the U.S. would not be exercising responsibility in the Middle East without dealing with Tehran. KRLA Southland weather, look for mostly sunny skies tomorrow with highs reaching the upper 70s. Try the new Salsa Roja Grilled Snack Wrap at McDonald's. It's filled with premium Tyson chicken, cheddar jack cheese, crispy lettuce, and spicy Salsa Roja, all in a flour tortilla for just $1.29 at McDonald's. I'm Mike Morris, News Talk 870 KRLA. Just right.
At Cars for Causes, they get a lot of questions.
I can choose where I want the money to go. Give it to whoever I want.
Whoever you want, so long as it's a nonprofit organization.
The booster club at my son's school?
Absolutely.
My church building project?
Sure.
The animal shelter where we got our puppy?
Wherever you choose, whoever you want to help. At Cars for Causes, your unwanted car, truck, boat, or RV can turn into cash that really does change lives and lets you make more of a difference than you ever dreamed.
So they could even call it Cars, Trucks, Boats, and RVs for Causes.
Actually, they really could. And donating's as easy as picking up the phone. Cars for Causes takes care of all the paperwork. So, after they donate, people have just one thing to say.
You guys are great. This is the best thing I've ever done.
Because at Cars for Causes, the number one most important cause is the cause that's closest to your heart. Cars for Causes, the charity that gives to charity. For information and pickup, call today, 800-766-CARE. 800-766-CARE.
MedFed, middays, noon to 3, News Talk 870, KRLA. Just right.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about the illegal alien invasion of the country. You heard Bill King. What a guy. This guy's been there, done that, seen it all, and he's retired now, and he's just a great guy. I like to talk to him. We rode one time from Sierra Vista to Tucson, just the two of us in a van, and boy, we had a talk. He told me some of the stories down there on the border, and some of the stuff I was kind of shocked at him. He told me different events that had happened to him and where he had been, what he had seen. It must be some kind of life for these guys. Now, he came up in a time when it wasn't quite as hectic as now, but it was pretty rough. And I was really surprised. Lines are full. We're going to get to our callers in just a minute. But before we do, let's get to our sponsor and friend, Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group. His website is safeasgold.com. His number is 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, hi there, Terry. I know you've got an action-packed show this evening, and I'm sure you're talking about problems that are currently here in the U.S. One problem that I know that we have right now is with our economy. It's a shrinking U.S. dollar. It's something that's been on the front burner, but people seem to bury their head in the sand and don't pay attention to it. You should pay attention to it. As the dollar goes down, the economy weakens, your investments become worthless, and you should be looking at your retirement money right now.
And, Jonathan, problems, internal problems, make the dollar go down.
Absolutely. Our trade deficit is out of control. We've got tensions overseas, whether it's in the Middle East or threats of nuclear war from Iran. People are looking for other ways to diversify their portfolio into something that's going to be there when they need it most, something that's going to hold value over time. And there is such a thing because heads of state, members of the royal family have been using this as a vehicle to store wealth, and it's called gold, G-O-L-D.
It's been around for a while, too.
Oh, over 2,000 years. You've heard of the expression as good as gold. They say that for a reason. They don't say as good as mutual funds. CDs, money market accounts, they're not paying you enough money just to keep ahead of inflation. Forget about taxes. So you should start looking at gold.
Now, Jonathan, I've got a quick question. I hate to cut you off. I got a quick question.
Go ahead.
What if a guy invested in gold coins, okay, and say he moved from one country to the other? What would happen to his investment?
Well, it's portable wealth. So he can take it with him. So he doesn't have to worry about trying to sell a U.S. dollar in another country. If you've got gold, you can sell that anywhere.
So wherever you go, gold is gold, and it's worth what it's worth.
Absolutely. If we
Good
were
point.
In the Burmese jungle, Terry, if we were in the Burmese jungle and we had gold and we needed to get out, I'm sure we could use it. Everybody should own at least one piece of gold. And if you want to know more about how gold can protect your finances, we have an insider's guide to owning gold. It's an $80 value. Your listeners can get it absolutely free this evening. Just give us a call right now at 1-800-510-9594. Again, 800-510-9594. It's a free booklet about gold and how it can protect your retirement money, and more importantly, why you need to be holding on to gold right now.
I would totally agree. Thing I like about Jonathan, he's not telling you, give us all your money, invest everything in gold. No, just part of it, just part of it. And that way you hedge yourself against the future and against inflation. Go to his website if you want to, safestgold.com. His number is 1-800-510-9594. That's 1-800-510-9594. We will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, I want to thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Bye-bye, Terry.
Jonathan Rose, folks. All right, let's get to the callers. I know you're sitting there waiting. Let's get there right away. Let's go to Ray. Ray calling from Victorville, California. Ray, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I'm calling in tonight to let the people know in Las Vegas and throughout the state of Nevada that I've called for a rally this Saturday, February 10th at 12 o'clock at the Federal Building at 333 Las Vegas Boulevard, which is the office of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Horrible Harry Reid.
The horrible sellout, yeah. Harry Reid, the immoral. But it is on behalf of Agent Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion, as everybody in America now knows, have been immorally tried, convicted, and now are serving prison. A message to Harry Reid is to free Compion and Ramos, or quite simply, revolution. We're going to have a lot of speakers there. It'll be Isola Foster, Cricket, Rita Bonita, the Las Vegas Minutemen, Colonel Albert Rodriguez, and Danny Smith, who started this campaign to free Ramos and Compion, and that's Danny Smith with the American Freedom Riders. So we're expecting a big crowd there. It's at 12 o'clock in front of the Federal Building, Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid's office. And I'm calling out to all the people that can hear me is to email and call and ring the phone off the hook there for the immoral Senator Harry Reid, demanding that the mandate of we the people be heard and carried out. And that is exoneration for Ramos and Compion. We shall not go away. And the bottom line is, Terry, free Ramos and Compion or revolution. Thank you.
All right, Ray. Thanks for the call, buddy. We appreciate it.
God bless.
Speaking of Ramos and Compion, we have the father-in-law right now, Mr. Joe Lawyer, on the phone. Joe, how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Terry. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. Give us the latest.
Well, we're still waiting for the results of the turning over of the documents, the memorandums, and the statements that I know that they don't have. I'd just like to reply to some of the Johnny Sutton allegations, or at least a couple of them, where he said that they had statements signed by the agents where they knew that this drug smuggler was unarmed.
Show them to us.
Well, first of all, Agent Ramos never has given a statement or a memorandum to anybody. The only time he testified on this case was at the courthouse.
Joe, if they've got these statements, how come they're not making them public?
Because they don't have them.
That's the point. That's the point.
That's the point. And they haven't. And they've been, you know, Congressman McCall has been asking for those documents since August of last year. They don't have them. Now they're also saying this week, Johnny Sutton said this last Monday, that they didn't file charges against the drug smuggler because he was represented by a Mexican attorney from Juarez, Mexico. Okay, this is the first time this has come up, but what does that have to do with immunity? He also says that they didn't have fingerprints to link the drug smuggler to the van. Well, they had supposedly had the bullet fragment, which has disappeared.
Mysteriously.
You know, and they had his confession. That's why they gave him immunity in exchange for his testimony. But right now, our hopes are real high with Congressman Rohrabacher and Congressman Hunter and Tancredo and Ted Poe and Walter Jones and so many others that are spearheading this appeal and this petition to George Bush, which I don't know if we'll get any results from him.
Good luck.
But at least they're putting some bills out there, introducing some bills out there. One of them is that the Congress will not fund the incarceration of these two agents, and the other one is demanding the release and pardon of these two agents.
Now, they're trying it from every angle.
They're trying from every angle. Yep. And I guess George Bush isn't going to give in, because he and Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor for the Western District of Texas, have been good friends for many, many years. Yeah, they're real good buddies. And I guess
they go way back.
Everybody
together.
Leaving the Bush administration, you know, what's going to happen if he turns against his appointees, which is Gonzalez, Johnny Sutton, and the judge in this case, Kathleen Cardone. They're all his appointees, so that's why we've been up against a stone wall. But I'm glad that the congressmen are doing what they're doing, because it's going to prove to them. Now, they said that they do have fingerprints. Before, they said they had no fingerprints on the van. I mean, the lies are a tremendous story. I'll be in the Hollywood rally next Saturday. That's going to be at the corner of Argyle and Hollywood at 11 a.m. next Saturday.
You folks come out. You guys come out for this rally. Argyle and Hollywood Boulevard, 11 o'clock Saturday. This is to free these two Border Patrol agents. These are two good guys, folks. And this is the father-in-law of one. How's your daughter doing, Joe?
You know, my daughter, I'm real proud of her. She's real strong, but my wife is staying with her now and taking care of her and the kids while I take care of the house over here and my other grandson. And she's real strong in the daylight, but my wife tells me she cries all night. And
they cry at night.
And then the kids do too, you know, especially the seven-year-old. It's really, really hard on the seven and the nine-year-old. The 13-year-old, he can handle it a little bit better, but the seven-year-old is in a daze. He doesn't want to eat. He doesn't, you know, he's just in a daze all the time. It's real hard.
Well, Joe, you know the people are behind them. You got talk shows behind them. You've got Roger Hedgecock. You got John and Ken. You got me. You've got a lot of other talk show hosts who are with it. I heard Les Kinsolving the other day on the John and Ken show, who asked questions at White House press conferences. You've got congressmen behind you. We are not going to let this go. We are going to do whatever it takes to get these guys out of jail. I promise you that we will never, ever give up on this until they are free. And you pass that on to them.
Yes, sir. I know we have millions and millions of people all
yes,
over the
do.
Country. I've already had over 2,000 emails and probably close to 800 or 900 phone calls from all over the nation just in the last few weeks. It's just overwhelming, you know.
Well,
and
let's get overwhelming response now and get overwhelming results and get these guys out of jail. And we want their names cleared after that. We want these guys to be able to go back to work. This is not right. This is a country of laws. They were obeying and enforcing those laws, and we want to make sure that they are protected by the laws of this country that they are trying to railroad these guys with. We got to make sure that they are protected. Joe, I got to go. I want to thank you. We're going to stay in touch with you. We're going to make sure this thing gets fixed. You keep your head up. My best to your wife, to your daughter-in-law, your daughter, and all the rest of the people involved in this. We're going to get it fixed.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, buddy. You take care.
Good night.
All right. Joe Lawyer, folks. Strong guy, brave guy. He's out here working for his daughter and her husband. And Ramos and Compion, let me tell you, they're good guys. I don't care what these other rotten talk show hosts here in the state of California and Los Angeles say about it was a fair trial. Every one of them you hear say that is a Bushite. Every one of them is a Kool-Aid drinker. Every one of them that says that will do anything that the president tells them to do. This comes from the top, and it's rotten to the core, I tell you. Let's go to Rob, calling from Chandler, Arizona. Rob, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Terry, Rob Sanchez.
Oh, Rob Sanchez. How you doing, buddy?
Terry, I want to share with you some very urgent news. And I definitely enjoyed seeing you in Phoenix.
Yeah, that was nice.
Ford Russell Pierce.
That was nice.
But I better get right down to business here because this is urgent. We are standing on the precipice of a major immigration disaster. Amendment 187 to the minimum wage law was introduced and passed by the Senate by a voice vote All we know is that this amendment was introduced by Kerry and Kennedy, and it is basically a carbon copy of the McCain-Kennedy Inspector Bill. This is a catastrophe. It's the worst news you could possibly imagine on the immigration front.
Unbelievable.
Because the minimum wage law was passed by the Senate, and let me tell you one thing that's even worse. This amendment was now introduced to the House. I do not know if the House has approved it, but if it is approved and this is put in the House minimum wage bill, we will not be able to stop the McCain-Kennedy Inspector Bill. Nobody's talking about this, but I guarantee you I've got all the information. It's on thomas.gov. Anybody in the public can go and see this for themselves. This is reality. This is happening today.
And what's the number on this?
We will see all sorts of crap occurring.
Senate Bill 187, you said it was?
No, it's Senate Bill S2
and
H.R. 2. Those are the minimum wage bills.
Okay, this is
Amendment 187 to the minimum wage bill.
Unbelievable. We'll check.
This is unbelievable. It's disgusting. And, boy, people better wake up fast.
They really better.
Next week, we could have the Kennedy-McCain bill, and people won't even know what hit them. This is a total blindside.
Rotten Democrats and rotten Republicans.
Yep,
unbelievable.
They're working together side by side.
And you know the president. And you know the president will sign it, Rob. You know.
There's not even a question about it.
He'll sign it.
I guarantee you he's sitting here with pen in hand, and if he can sign it Monday, he will, and it might happen soon, Terry.
He's probably calling him up saying, when are you going to get it to me, you know?
You got it. This is scary stuff.
All right, Rob. Thanks for the bad news.
Yeah, you bet. That's what I'm good at.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Take care. Rob Sanchez from Arizona. I don't even know what to say. I mean, we'll see what happens on that. We'll do a little investigating tonight when I get home and tomorrow and see what it's all about. Let's go to Ernie calling from the city of Burbank. Ernie, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, good evening, Terry. How are you?
Pretty good.
Great, great. I'll make this quick. I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now. I think it's great.
Thank you, sir.
And like everybody else, I'm outraged about everything that's going on. And I wanted to just inform your listeners of a new website that I've launched. That they can actually use now as a powerful communications tool. It's similar to MySpace.com, where they can actually go, they can log in, they can sign in. It's totally free. They can create their own blog. They can post their own videos, upload pictures of anything that directly relates to the illegal immigration issue. They can start their own forums. They can start their own chat groups. And really, what I've done is, because I've been so frustrated, like everyone else, with what's going on, I began to ask myself, what could I do to, make a contribution to this whole situation, and came up with this idea to offer a site like this for, like-minded individuals around the country. And I want to encourage them to go to the site. They can sign up. They can start clubs and groups in their own areas. They can become more active with legislative issues within their own towns with groups, and then branch out and communicate with others around the country right there at the site with these tools.
What's the website, Ernie?
Yeah, Terry, the website is OperationAmerica.com.
OperationAmerica.com.
Yes, sir. Totally free, and I just want to encourage everybody to just get in there, get communicating with everybody, and let's get proactive here.
All right, Ernie. It sounds like a good tool, folks. OperationAmerica.com. Check it out. I surely will. Ernie, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
So much, Terry.
All right, buddy. Take care. Sure. Folks, before we go any further, I got to make an announcement. I hate to do this, but I have to say it. It's a very, very, very expensive proposition to stay on the air. We've got these three stations that we have to pay for, and then there's the RBN network that carries us. We appreciate that. But the three stations we have are very expensive. And we got to come up with that money every week. And I hate to ask about it, but it's the way it is. I do this free. Everybody that's involved with the staff here does it free. My producer is right now working on getting the few checks that we have in the mail because we have to pay our bills, and we're behind. So I'm going to ask you for help, and every time I put out a request like this, you guys seem to come forward for us, and we really appreciate it because I wouldn't ask if we didn't need it. Send us a donation. That's all I can say. If you, I think we have a few calendars left. We can send you a 2007 calendar, Terry Anderson Show calendar, but we really need your help right now. It's the first of the year, and right after the end of the year, it's always rough because people are making a comeback from Christmas, as you know, and they just don't have a lot of money. We understand that, but neither do we. Anyway, the address is the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel. That's L-A-U-R-E-L, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I'll give it out again at the end of the show. We appreciate your indulgence. We appreciate your help. And those who have helped us, those who continue to help us, we appreciate it. We use every dime to buy this expensive airtime. Let's go to Zoni, calling from Montebello. Zoni, what do you hear? What do you say?
My friend Terry, I still consider you my friend. I hope after this one you still will remain as kind of friends, because I support, even though you say he's the most corrupted president we have, I don't agree with that, President Bush, because, you know, I don't see no employers. You know, you remember the Ray and Swift, the corporation called Swift?
Right.
They did not put even one penny on that employer. And I think that, with all my respect to you, I'm a respectful person, it is very discriminatory and very racist not to even put one employer. And remember, did arrest more than 2,000 so-called illegal immigrants. But at this present
excuse me, why are they so-called illegal immigrants?
I'm sorry?
Why do you call them so-called illegal immigrants?
I call them so-called illegal immigrants because there is, and I'm not justifying, I don't like to be a victimized, you know.
Right.
I don't think that everything is racist, but racism still exists against your community, against my community, against
But why do you call them so?
I think that there is a lot of corruption going on behind this, and with all my respect to the Minutemen, but because there is no employers.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question. Why do you use the term so-called illegals?
Because the reality is that I'm not justifying the criminal illegal immigrants. Many of these people really need to work, not to steal from the United States Americans, whether it's me, American Latino, or you, African American, or a white European American, or whoever. But, you know, we don't see any effort from you or from the other so-called groups against illegal immigration to incarcerate the United States citizens who are being born in the United States and are owners or supervisors of businesses who are hiring illegal immigrants.
Now, Zoni, I see your point about the employers, but that's not quite true. Many times on this show, I said we should put these guys in jail for 10 years.
But it's not happening.
Okay, but I do say it. You say there's no effort to do it. I do use the same effort against them that I use against the against the illegals themselves. And I don't call them so-called illegal employers. I call them illegal employers.
Well,
that's what they are.
I don't agree with Mecha. So in the future, please don't tell me that, because I want to use the term. I hate what Mecha or the Black Panthers or the Asian Mafia, whatever they are, stand for. I'm just saying that not having at this present time in the game, I call it a game not to get bitter, not even one employer, not even one.
Zoni, you'll get no argument from me. I would have put those Swift employers in jail for 15, 20 years each, and I've said that before. So you are right. It is not fair that they not go to jail. I've always said that.
And, you know, it's 10,000, according to the immigration amnesty from 1987, which I did support when I became a United States citizen by naturalization in 1987, and I did support it. But there is $10,000 per violation, and they caught more than 2,000 illegal immigrants, or like you put in my word, sorry, so-called illegal immigrants, and they are illegal immigrants, and they even charge one violation. You know,
well,
you multiply more than 2,000 times 10,000,
Zoni,
that's millions and millions of dollars.
Zoni, I agree with you. The only difference is I'm angry at the employers, I'm angry at the illegal themselves, and I'm angry at the politicians.
I support what President Bush wants, which is not amnesty, you know?
Well, it is amnesty.
Well,
anytime somebody is here illegally, Zoni, and they are allowed to stay here illegally, that's amnesty. So you can't whitewash that. I got one more thing to say to you, though, Zoni.
Yes.
Do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. There's an article. There's an email there. It's from a drunken a rabid racist. You'll see it right there on the homepage. He mentions you in that email and says some very, very.
I know who that person is. You know, I'm
did
a
you,
Jewish.
Did you read? Did you read? Did you read the email?
Oh, I replied.
He makes some statements in there that implies that maybe you are a molester and some other things.
In the community where I live, you know, you and I, we participate in community affairs.
Right, right.
So I was involved in some in Bell Gardens where I live.
Zoni, let me just say this. I didn't believe a word of what I read about you. I did not believe it, but I just want you to know
that
this guy is speaking out and saying some very nasty things about you, and you need to handle that.
Absolutely, I will, and I still support you, you know, even though
we disagree on some things.
You receive a check from me because I like what you're doing.
All right, Zoni, you take care, buddy.
You take care, my buddy.
Okay, bye-bye. Let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time. Greg, are you there? Greg is not there. Let's go to David calling from Anaheim. Real quick, David, not much time.
Thanks, Terry.
Yes, sir.
What we're dealing with is a corrupt and heinous and despicable Democreep party. And let's call them Democreep party. They're majorly behind this. And, folks, we got to organize. There are a lot of folks out there, smart, intelligent people who can run for office. I'll give you my website. I'd like to give you my phone number, folks. And to show you how to run for office.
Make it quick, Dave.
Okay? And join up with our organization. We're
Give out the phone number, Dave. We got to go.
Okay. 714-904-0926. And join up with our volunteer effort to get out Loretta Sanchez.
That's a good effort. I like that one.
We're recruiting 2008 volunteers to help the primary winner, the Republican.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Take care, David. Let's go to Stephen, calling from South Pasadena. Stephen, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Terry, thank you for taking my call, and thank you for everything you are doing for us.
Yes, sir.
Two things. Do not believe, do not give in, do not give up, and do not believe one word coming out of this White House. When they are telling us the president has to wait and has to go through all the things, all the legal process regarding the pardon, remember this. Jimmy Carter at the time in 1977 gave pardon to all draft dodgers on day one.
And, Stephen, he did it quick. He didn't wait for anything. He did it quick. And let me tell you something else. Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon before Nixon was ever even put on trial, so the president doesn't have to wait. Stephen, I got to go. It's the end of the show. Call me again.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Jerry, Greg, Curtis, all the rest. Couldn't get to you. Try to get to you next week. Don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air. The Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget our sponsor, Jonathan Rose, safestgold.com, the Capital Gold Group, 1-800-510-9594. This week with the swings, two great columns, Daddy Walmart and Mother Earth, and this message will self-destruct. Good stuff you can read on our website. This week with the swings. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress, Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. His website is immigrationbuzz.com. Please, please, please don't forget those three websites we tell you about every week, folks. That's the Terry Anderson Show.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up to date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. Congratulations to the Colts who beat the Bears today. You can't win them all, folks. We will be back again next week. As usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
The Terry Anderson Show was brought to you by the friends of Terry Anderson.
Another Nikon spectacular from Sammy's camera, the Coolpix S10, 6 megapixels.